This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, I'm still not Mary Larson. My name is Blake Larson. How are you today? Welcome to Wicked Roadie.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Voted best in Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. And ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear, the spring allergies, only 7 days in, have completely taken over on my side. So I do apologize for my voice. And Mary is just like globetrotting these days.
Yeah,
what's going on with her?
Once again in New York. Once again, she's got an event that she's going to for one of our other podcasts, for OutlanderCast. Go to maryandblake.com or go to outlandercast.com to check out our podcast about Outlander, shameless plug. She's over there doing an event for that, and I'm stuck with the kids. And it just so happens that my little lass is sick today, so I had to take the day out of work because I think she is suffering the same exact thing that half the population of Rhode Island is suffering from, which is strep throat.
Ooh.
So yeah, not fun. But I've seemed to avoid it all, which is just the right move for me.
Very impressive. How did you do that?
Well, now, I always tell my wife that I'm the next step in human evolution. That's why.
Now, did you ever have chicken pox as a kid?
Yes, I did.
I never had it.
Oh, that
never
sucks.
Had it. Both of my sisters had it, and my mother had it when she was an adult at home with. I never had it. Never once.
Wow. So. Well, you are lucky, but I feel for you. Hopefully, you never get it.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I think I need to become one of those recipients of a shingles vaccine or something, which I hate roofing altogether. So sign me up. But more importantly, today, Thursday, March 28th, the day this comes out, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to opening day for baseball.
Oh, yes. Now you're talking turkey. Now you are talking.
We thought it was great last week when we had, you know, the season opener in Japan.
Yeah, that's not.
That was just weird. So we have the official start of it. Of course, Boston Red Sox won't be opening up at home until April 9th, which is good because I think it's just going to be way too cold if they try to do anything. That's right. Going to be a Tuesday afternoon. They're going to hoist the banner. It's going to be a wonderful pomp and circumstance. I'm trying to think in my mind, how are they going to kick it off? Because in the past, they've opened up the season when the Patriots have won the Super Bowl. You know, the Patriots kind of there, and that's kind of like the special guest. Well, you have the Patriots and the Red Sox, both world champions.
Right.
So this is going to be an extra special ceremony. It's going to be awesome.
I know. I think, obviously, they're probably going to trot out both trophies, you know, clearly. And they're going to have, you know, probably some representative of both teams.
Sure.
You know, I think this would, if he's in town, I don't know if he's in town. But, you know, if Brady's in town and you can get him to go there and represent the Patriots, I think that would be special enough for him and the Red Sox to actually be there and be a part of it.
Oh, certainly. And you know, depending on where Robert Kraft is he going to be down in Jupiter? Where is he going to be? We don't know. So hopefully he'll be there as well.
This poor guy. Oh, man.
But not to turn it into a sports podcast, but speaking of the Patriots, you know, earlier this week they had all the coaches' meetings, and it's good to see Bill Belichick in midseason form, the most awkward 45 minutes of Patriots Facebook Live I've ever seen in my life. It's just all these people. He wasn't even sitting down drinking like a pint glass of orange juice. He was just standing there looking like, all right, are we done with this?
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Like, it was, you know, just, it was hilarious. But with the springtime, you know, we're starting to get the great weather. We've got a lot of awesome events coming up. So whether you're tuned in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, maybe you are home with your child who has strep while your wife travels to New York for a podcast that you produce for her. No matter what you're doing, sit back, listen. We'll get all the notes for you on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Ben's been up for a while. Give him a break. A
couple hours.
And Mary, you're lucky. I love you. I'm still doing this for you. It's okay.
We have talked about it before. We're excited to announce a new sponsor, Float RI, which is located on Post Road in Warwick. Now, they're an amazing place offering a wide range of services to help you balance your mind, body, and soul, including massage and Reiki, fitness classes, aura photography, flotation therapy, and so much more. Now, we'll be visiting Float in the coming weeks to experience some of their services, and we'll report back to you via social media on how it was. We're also going to have giveaways for you to experience yourself. What happens when you float? Well, stress and tension are released from the muscles, natural endorphins are released, and the brain sends out alpha waves associated with meditation and relaxation. So it really, if you're jet lagged, this gets you right back in no time. If you're a pro athlete, they've been using this system for years, and now it's available to you. So learn more about Float by visiting our website. And of course, we'll be sharing our experiences in the coming week. Plus, we'll have some amazing giveaways. So check out Float RI in Warwick.
Just want to say, just saying the words alpha waves, just yes. make it just makes me feel smart. Like just even hearing you say the word alpha waves makes me.
Saying it with my blown out voice, which by the way, I'm going to start announcing in 2 weeks at McCoy. Come back voice.
I think you need some Float. Go take care of your vocal cords.
All right, Blake, what do we got for Wicked Interesting this week?
The Wicked Interesting pick of the week is the Winter Dash 2019, which is the Boulder Dash race on Saturday, March 30th. Ben, have you ever done something like this before?
No, I haven't. So these Boulder Dash races are, they're kind of like a step down of the Tough Mudders and everything. They're a little more approachable. They're not as insane, not as cultish.
Yep.
But it's fun. I've seen a lot of people do these. So this happens down at Connecticut's Camp and Conference Center down in Exeter. And it's a constantly changing 5K. So they don't do the same thing every time. Mm-hmm. And even though they call it Winter Dash, it's technically in spring, but it's an obstacle race, and they're raising funds for different charity groups. They'll have raffles, they'll have all sorts of fun stuff. It's one of those ones where you're going to get messy, you're going to get a little dirty. If you bring in a GoPro, make sure it's covered, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a blast. Have you ever done like a Spartan race or anything like that? Or?
No. Implicit in that question is that I'm physically capable of doing something like that. Which no, absolutely not.
Yeah, I listen. My wife did the insane inflatable race last year, and that's where you just run on these monster like inflatable things. It ends up being a 5K, and it's kind of fun. It kind of it's different. It's exercise. It's good. I guess you and I probably should sign up for one of these days, Blake. just have a guy's day or whatever, just to go hit it up, or we could just do one of your old school lobster fests like you used to do.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
We'll just do that. But that's what's happening. That's the Wicked Interesting pick of the weekend. The Boulder Dash race on Saturday, March 30th. And now, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So, yes, I am looking quite forward to this one. This is the Super Smash Brothers monthly Smashdown. It's taking place at the Brood Awakenings in Johnston. And this is what you can do. You can bring your own controller for your Nintendo Switch and join into the fun and be part of their first Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Smashdown. Okay. Winner takes all, and it's only 100 people. Only 100 people. So get your three best fighters right there for the event. They'll be using Squad Strike mode, and one match, only one, will determine the winner, but you can always bounce back in the loser's bracket, and still take first place.
So, like, are there prizes associated with this? Is this just bragging rights? Can I walk away with some cash?
You got some cash, big fella. We're talking 150 really? Big ones. 150 nice. Big ones to the first place winner. And this is in addition to the tournament cash prize, as a matter of fact. So I feel like I should go and be like LeBron and take my talents over to Brood Awakenings and just do some Super Smash Brothers. Are you down with that?
I'd be down. I think that'd be a good time.
It sounds a little bit more palatable to me than some Boulder Dash.
Yeah, well, it doesn't involve too much exertion except for my thumbs and possibly my forefinger. So, that's...
I can't make my carpal tunnel any worse.
Exactly. We'll ice it down before we get the icy hot ready. Hey, you can laugh and rock the night away. It's a wonderful event hosted by the Dare to Dream Ranch coming up on Friday night from 7 to 11 p.m. over in Foster. Now, the Dare to Dream Ranch, they offer veterans and their families therapeutic services of horseback riding and connection with the animals. So this is a really cool thing. There's going to be comedy by veterans Christina Thomas and Tom Stewart. There'll be classic rock by the live music band. It's $25 in advance, $30 at the door. And again, this organization, they've done some amazing thing for our veterans here in the state of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's that connection with a horse or an animal that helps these soldiers, these men and women, get over their PTSD or helps them to deal with it. And so that's what they're doing over there at the Dare to Dream Ranch. It really is a unique, one-of-a-kind place. If you've never heard of it, be sure to check it out. It's amazing, and you can help support it this Friday night at the right over there in Foster. I mean, it's going to be great. Yeah,
that's great. And another event that we have here going on too is the Pisanki Workshop. Now, I know you. I'm looking at you, Ben, and I know you're looking at me, and I'm looking at you, looking at me, and you're like, "What the hell is Pisanki?" Well, Pisanki is actually a tradition of dyeing eggs. It's a Ukrainian tradition, and you can actually go to this workshop and learn how to dye these eggs in the style of Pisanki. You can learn about the design, the planning, and the dyeing, all of it, and all the information will be provided about how to obtain Pisanki tools and dyes to continue to the tradition at home, if you so choose.
Oh, all right.
Even all the supplies are provided, and everybody that will there will create one egg. So, you know, when you go there, you know, you're going to get messy. You're going to have things that are flying around. Paints are going to be going crazy. I'm sure kids are going to be running around. So wear clothes that you know you can get dirty, clothes that you don't mind. Don't go there in your Sunday best, okay? Go there with a couple of sweatpants and maybe a sweatshirt if you're happy with that.
This sounds so much better than those stupid PALS kits we used to get. We had to fill the stupid things with vinegar and drop this tablet in it.
Yeah.
You had to write on the egg with a wax crayon.
Oh, I hated that.
You could like shrinky dink them and everything. I hated
it. I was never a big like egg dyeing guy to begin with. I was never. Just, you know what, man? Give me the fake eggs that you can crack open, and there's a prize in the middle. That's what I wanted.
Oh, good. And then people would eat them afterwards. It's like, I'm not eating those things afterwards.
You don't know what the heck that dye is. Get out of here with that.
Absolutely no.
So this actually takes place on Saturday. It takes place between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. over at the Audubon Society of Rhode Island in Smithfield. So there's a link to register. We'll put that in the show notes for this particular episode, if you so choose that you would like to go and learn the fine art of Pisanki.
Very fancy. Hey, Blake, do you know what the key factor is to ogres are? They have layers.
Like an onion.
Shrek the Musical will be presented by the Johnston Dance and Performing Arts this weekend, March 28th through the 30th. And it's going to be held at the Johnston Senior High School. This is based on the Oscar-winning DreamWorks animation film Shrek the Musical. Mm-hmm. It's a Tony Award-winning family tale, a fairy tale adventure featuring all new songs by Janine Tesori. I mean, she did all the music for like Thoroughly Modern Millie, Caroline, Change, and it's going to be awesome. They have such an amazing cast of characters here. This is one of those theater groups. It's similar to, the Black Box Theater or Arctic Theater or the Academy Players. This is another one of these organizations where you have kids and adults that are just so into this, and the Johnston Dance and Performing Arts. A lot of people, you may not have heard of this. If you're from the South County area or the East Bay or the North, if you're not from that Johnston area, you may have never heard of the Johnston Dance and Performing Arts, but they're a wonderful organization. You go out there, support them. They've got to have wonderful shows there, great costumes, great stage presence. I mean, really, we've got some talented people here in Southern New England, specifically in Rhode Island. You are going to have so much fun. It's perfect for the whole family. And again, you'll see the beauty in the eye of the ogre.
Cut me deep, Shrek. Cut me deep. Oh. Speaking of kid movies, well, Shrek, I'm not sure. Is Shrek a kid movie? Like, is that really a kid movie, or is that like an in-betweener?
I think it was, it's kind of like the Muppet Show. These movies, they have jokes for adults and the animation is for kids. I mean, that whole Muffin Man scene with the gingerbread man.
Right.
You know the Muffin Man? The one I like, yeah, that's him.
I know the Muffin Man. And then he eats his leg. He's like, you're a monster. That's awesome. Well, anyway, so speaking of kid movies, we actually got Dumbo, the live action film premiering, and it was directed by Tim Burton, of all people. Tim Burton of Beetlejuice fame, and
Edward Scissorhands,
and
was the Nightmare Before Christmas.
And well, actually, he didn't direct that; he only produced it, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. That's a common misconception, my friend. A common misconception. He produced
it. I have another question. Jethro Tull, was he a member of the band? How did that...
Hey, Aqualung! So, you know, Tim Burton directed Batman and Batman Returns, as a matter of fact, also. Don't forget that. Well, yes. he is taking his talents to Dumbo, the live-action reimagination of the Disney film that we all know. And this, I'm calling it out specifically because there's going to be a great event over at Cinema World in Lincoln. And what they're doing is they're actually going to have, starting March 29th through the 30th on opening weekend, they're going to have Mystery Princess meet and greets. So if your kids are into Disney, or they're into the whole princess thing like my daughter is, forget about them. If my daughter sees a princess, it's over. It's each day, it's a different, very special princess that will visit the Cinema World for picture opportunities and doing the whole thing. If you want to take your kids to go see Dumbo for a good film and take some pictures with princesses and stuff, this is where you want to go. And if you purchase one of these tickets to Dumbo, it will actually get you a raffle entry to one of the many Dumbo-themed prizes they got, including the Dumbo Funko Pops, which, do you know what the Funko Pops are?
Those are the collector's items, right?
Yeah, like the things with the big head and the black eyes, and like the little body, and it kind of jiggles every once in a while. I'm quickly becoming a huge fan, and as a matter of fact, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Funko Pops that I have in my studio alone. So I'm very excited about that. So, and you also don't want to miss out on their special limited time only circus combo at the concession stands that they have going on over there. Enjoy a small popcorn. You can drink and you get some roasted nuts, which is your pecans and cashews and the almonds and stuff. And it's all for $14 plus tax.
All right. Ben? So do you remember the old Disney show, Dumbo Circus? It was like these monster characters that were just big and weird. They were almost animatronic. Like they were like big mascot-y characters. I'm just thinking of this because the Bruins are playing tonight. The character on that, Sebastian, often reminds me of Tuukka Rask. Tell me that's not Tuukka Rask right there. Folks, you're listening, but if you look it up online, I just shared a photo with Blake here, and that's why sometimes I really enjoy doing this podcast with Blake. I love Mary like she's a sister. You can love her like she's your wife, sir.
I tend to.
Thankfully. But, you know, I probably wouldn't be able to joke about this kind of stuff. She's like, oh, well, now I need to see a comparative analysis with Tuukka. No, you don't need to. So,
wow. Ben put this picture up there, and it just took me off the rails there for a minute.
It is. It was a scary show back in the day. I can't believe they allowed kids. This was what you would watch to soothe you, to put you to sleep.
Oh,
I just watched Curious George and Winnie the Pooh with Little Foster Man. Like I would never show him this. He'd be screaming all night.
You know what? One of the other things that kids used to watch that I still don't understand how it ever was shown to children at any age was Ren and Stimpy. I don't know if, I mean, for those of you who are old enough to remember that lineup of Rugrats and Doug and Ren and Stimpy, that whole thing, how is that allowed on television, on Nickelodeon of all channels?
Between that and then you had the Animaniacs, which they were actually educational. There was some creative writing behind that.
Sure.
But there was just like just some really weird stuff with a lot of these different cartoons. I even think back to older ones where, like, Santa Claus was smoking a cigar when he would decorate the tree with the rings of smoke. It's like, if you did that nowadays, you'd have protests down in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness. And, like, even, like, I'm thinking about Batman, like, the animated series. Like, I love, as an adult, still watching the Batman animated series. But as a kid, there was some heavy stuff in that yeah. cartoon. Heavy, heavy stuff. So, yeah. Hey, you know what? All I know is that Dumbo's coming to Cinema World when it opens up. Go get yourself.
And that's going to be a wicked family-friendly event, because it really is. I mean, that's just that's a great combo deal you were talking about there. With
$14.
You know.
That's yeah, pretty good.
Perfect. That's perfect. And it's a great film. I've seen a lot of the reviews. They did a great job with it. So good. Go see it. They say laughter is the best medicine, and right now on Wicked Romantic, we want to give you something to laugh with your lover about. What's more funny than raising funds for cute puppies? Well, this is raising funds for the Rhode Island Canine Search and Rescue. So there's dogs and laughter, so I mean, that's a romantic combination.
Sure.
But Funny for Funds is having a wonderful event happening on Saturday night from 6 to 10 p.m. at the South Kingston Elks Lodge there. It's a fundraiser to help support the Rhode Island Canine Search and Rescue. This is a volunteer organization. And yes, there are state police dogs. There are some cities and towns that have the various German Shepherds. These dogs are specifically trained to help find people long-term, and they're a volunteer organization. Sometimes you can't take all the state police dogs off of something if you're looking for somebody. Mm-hmm. So these guys come in together, and they have a whole search and rescue team. They have a whole organization set up. They do training with the dogs. And for $25, you can come to this show. The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. There'll be pizza and snacks, cash bar, raffles, 50-50 drawing. And the folks over at Funny for Funds, which is becoming this regional brand, have raised over $4 million for local charities and nonprofits. They do a great job putting this together. It's extremely well run. And if you're looking to do a fundraiser, folks, reach out to the guys over there at Funny for Funds. They will have everything for you, soup to nuts. You just follow their plan, and it is going to be a huge success. I'm talking, they do a check presentation at the end of $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 on a program like this.
Wow.
Like, it's unbelievable. And it works. It really does. People love to laugh. They love to do something different. And you don't even have to have a connection to the Rhode Island Canine Search and Rescue team. You can just want to go there and learn about them. This could be your first foray into it, or any Funny for Funds. That's why I said it's wicked romantic. If you're looking for a first date or something to create a spark, get them laughing, people. Get that guy
always.
Or girl laughing. Show the dogs, throw down a couple bucks there, and boom, there you go.
You want to really impress somebody, get one of those huge checks, the ones that you have to, like, you know, hold sideways through the door. That's what you're talking about. That proves your manhood right there.
That's right.
Oh my God, it's the end of the show already. Again.
I know.
How the hell did this happen? Again, I figured, you know, like, I'd be more prepared for it this time. It wouldn't sneak up on me like it did last time, but
and then, bam, I throw you a picture of Sebastian from Dumbo Circus. Just really freaks you out. Good luck in your basement of wonder there.
Trying to get my show done here, bro. What are you doing? All right, you ready to close it out?
Let's do it.
When I get the button right, I'll we can do it.
Isn't that your studio? Folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're posting photos from any of the events that we chatted about, or you just want us to see what you are doing in our beautiful little teeny tiny state of Rhode Island that gets bigger, 4% bigger during low tide.
Yes.
Just simply tag us in the description or use that awesome hashtag, Wicked Roadie.
We have thousands of followers. Actually, over tens of thousands of followers.
Yeah, we're important.
We're
wicked, like, important.
that's like 30, 40, 50% of the state right there. So if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can simply email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or just reach out to us on Facebook. We'd love to help you get that message out there.
Hey, I'm ready to go watch some Chris Sale pitch. That's what I'm ready to do. Are you ready? Are you ready for some Sale action?
It's going to be great. Welcome to baseball season, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can't follow up another historic season.
Well, until next time, ladies and gents, I'm still not Mary Lassen.
But you're cute, though.
I'm wicked cute.
Yes, you are Blake Lassen. I am Ben DeCastro. You've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Hey, get your voice in check, will ya? Jeez.
Yeah, I'll gargle something.
It's like you're a professional or something here.
I know.